This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
There's still a lot of work to do.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows met Saturday with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This was the longest meeting we had, and it was more productive than the other meetings.
Mnuchin says there's a clear subset of issues both sides agree on.
Extending on enhanced unemployment insurance. We're very interested in schools. We're very interested in jobs.
One potential roadblock, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's insistence the bill protect businesses from potential lawsuits over decisions to reopen. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Leader McConnell has made it very clear it's a red line.
Staff talks continue through the weekend with more meetings expected Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hurricane Isaias has weakened to a tropical storm after downing trees and knocking out power in the Bahamas on Saturday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Saturday afternoon the storm had maximum sustained winds of 112 kilometers per hour. However, the Hurricane Center said Isaias could strengthen back to full hurricane speed Saturday night into Sunday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said there is a voluntary evacuation for areas around Palm Beach, Florida. Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias's approach comes amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Florida was forced to close several outdoor testing sites. This is VOA News.